driving with my wife yesterday to drop off a double-seater bike that we inherited from my in-laws that we'll never ride, that we dropped off at the bike shop in downtown Northbrook. It's going to cost me $150 to tune up. That I'll get home and never ride. I don't know why we... And I'm driving through downtown Northbrook, and right at the train station, we're turning left to go to the bike stand station on Shermer, okay? And my wife's like, that's a cool-looking car. She's like, what type of car is that? I look at the back bumper. I'm like, that's a Mustang. She's like, no way. Because she liked the color. It was like a grayish blue. Mm-hmm. She's like, wow. She's like, no way. I'm like, that's the Mustang. I'm like, they completely redesigned the Mustang and made it electric now, right?
So that's the Mustang Mach-E. So there's a Mustang, which is a two-door, normally aspirated.
This is a four-door.
Correct. The Mach-E is a four-door. So the regular Mustang is a two-door, rear-wheel drive. The Mach-E is an electric four-door.
Completely. The only way I knew it was a Mustang were the taillights.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it because all the electric cars look the same. Okay, it's cookie cutter. And I looked at the taillights, and I didn't see the Mustang emblem on the back. I just saw the taillights. I'm like, that's a Mustang. And I'm glad that they kept the Mustang. That, you know, that little piece of the Mustang, which are the taillights. And the headlights, you got to do with the body style. You couldn't keep the taillight, the headlights. Was that a hot seller?
The Mach-E?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't get enough. Yeah, I mean, we have orders. We're probably still a year to 18 months out on orders.
Come on.
Yeah.
A year to 18 months.
Certainly. It's, in the United States, there are states where a lot of the electric vehicles have to go to the coasts because they have specific regulations for how many electric vehicles you can sell in, like, California. So it has to be a certain percentage of the amount of vehicles you sell in that state.
Right.
So consequently, when they couldn't build enough because of the supply chain and everything, they were shipping a majority of the vehicles out to those states.
Is it true that I heard this week that California asked, because of the electric shortage in the grid, there was so much pressure on the grid, that they asked owners of electric cars to not charge them, or is that a fake story? Did you see that? I mean, you would know more than I would.
I've been hearing that for a long time. It's I did not hear it this week, but okay. I have no doubt that it's true. I don't think they're telling people not to charge their electric vehicles, but I think they're telling them only charge them from like 1 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Oh, sure. So wake up from a dead sleep, plug your car in.
Well, the nice thing is these cars are so advanced now. You can just, it's just an app on your phone. You just say, okay, charge from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Sounded smart guy.
It sounded better what I said.
Okay, your answer's better.
Thanks for pointing that out. Thanks, Sarah. And then here's Tracy. Yeah, well, the car's smarter than you.
You could
time when... there are smart people coming back at me. If everybody's plugging in their cars from 1 to 5... Isn't there going to be a certain...
Same thing.
I understand. You're in California. You've got 13 million people out there in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Okay, so if 13 million people, if you've got a third of them, right, are on... So you've got 4.3 million people, 4. Whatever the number is, that have electric cars, and they're all going to charge at the same time at 1 o'clock in the morning because you got your cell phone, and you could plug it. Isn't there going to be... Because people don't sleep in L.A. It's like New York City. It's around the clock. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
Are you wanting him to answer that question?
I missed the question.
What's the question?
There's a lot of people there? You're absolutely right. There, and I did see pictures, and you've probably seen this, of the power lines going to houses where the casing has actually melted right off the wires because it got so hot, and then they have to shut down that grid, and then they have to repair it and then power it back up. But yeah, there's a lot of infrastructure that we need in order to get to the point. I think we're a little bit premature with the electric vehicles. That's just my opinion. I think it will be the future at some point, but we have to get our infrastructure together before we can do that.
What does it cost a homeowner to... So if they buy a car from you, mm-hmm. what does it cost them to install a charger and the yearly cost? Do you have that breakdown when you sell the car?
It's about $2,000 to get a level 2 charger to put in your house or your garage. And then as far as the power costs, I mean, a lot of that depends on time of day because, as you know, the electric rates go up in the middle of the day when it's the hottest and people are using air conditioning, and then it's a little bit less expensive later at night. So there's varying rates. People always ask me, you know, what's the cost to charge a car? It depends on the time of day.
I got another question for you. I was listening to CNBC because I like to educate myself on what's going on, Sarah. I know Joel's like, naturally. Okay, but and there was a conversation that the hosts were having amongst themselves about chargers, the types of chargers.
Yes.
And that Ford is thinking of going off the reservation and doing their own thing, but most of the other car manufacturers are going to go with the Tesla charger so you could have a universal charger. Where are you? I know it's not, you know, you're not Mr. Ford or in the Ford family or in management there, but as a dealer, right, talking to your district managers and how to sell cars, where are those conversations with having one universal plug-in port so the entire industry and everybody can not, it's instead of having all these plug-ins for a cell phone, which is ridiculous.
Right, so there really is one universal charger, and the odd man out is Tesla. Now, Ford just yesterday signed an agreement with Tesla so that they could use the Tesla superchargers, they call them. They're the level three chargers, the superchargers, to charge Fords. So it's an exclusive agreement that Ford made with Tesla.
But wouldn't it make sense that if we're going towards getting away from the gas-powered cars into electric cars, that we have one universal, like the Europe did, making Apple and Samsung come in with one charger, right? We don't have to go through 15 different plugs to charge your phone. It's a universal charger now. Shocking it took 25 years to figure that out, all right? But, you know, do you think that the auto dealers will get to that point where you're driving down the street, you see a Speedway that's now turned into a Speedway E, right? Electric charge Speedway, and you don't got to worry about if you got the right adapter. If you want to go to a level three, you just plug in, you sit there for 15 minutes, go get a soda and a pretzel, because that's my move when I go to Speedway. I know Sarah's thinking, I thought it was one of those taqueritos. No, those give me internal gastro pains. But
then you got to go back for another bleaching.
Then you got to go to another Speedway 15 minutes away and stop and go to the bathroom. But I'm just saying, when as you're plugging in, shouldn't there be one universal plug for everybody on these superchargers to get in and out of these stations?
Again, for all the manufacturers, with the exception of Tesla, they are universal.
Okay.
So I have an employee that has a Nissan Leaf that charges on our Ford charger. So it is universal with the exception of Tesla, but Tesla was kind of the leader of this, so they kind of did their own thing, and who's going to tell Elon Musk what to do?
You got it. And by the way, Sarah, you're the last expert in, so that the repair work will be charged to your account. I know it's not fair. It's just the way it is. It's LIFO. No, FIFO. First in, FILO. First FILO. In, last out. So no. At LIFO. LIFO. Last in, well, it should be life in.
I think it's dead. I think we missed it.
Life.
That ship has sailed.
A couple more tries.
It's kind of like you and your...
Have another mimosa.
Gosh, dang it. It was funny in my head, and I
had
it.
My mom's margaritas.
Can your mom bring some more margaritas?
That's right. Completely.
Maybe some of her gummies. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And she's laughing because she knows where the gummies are. Like, those are the gummies that go for the kids, and those are grandma's. Don't touch the green ones. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll come back more with Tracy Kahn after these messages. Stay tuned for Donnie Kleppen with an update of Gretchen and the girls up in Wisconsin after these messages. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have a listener, Hanover Park, that contacted you after you were on last time, called and asked, are there any special rates on the new SUVs? What type of SUV deals you guys got going on?
So basically, their rates, as you know, are in the sixes, sevens, eights for car loans right now.
Or just a general statement, they suck.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Uh-huh. They suck. So we went out and we purchased truckloads of 22 models because the 22 models had 0% financing on them. So we bought truckloads of the 22 Escape, brand new vehicles, but they have 0% financing on them where the new vehicles didn't. So between the inflation cost, there's about a $3,000 difference in cost between a 22 and a 23, and the 0%. It ends up being $8,000-$9,000 cheaper to buy a 22 than a 23, and it's, for all intents and purposes, the same vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Give me that 0% money, baby.
Absolutely.
You won't be seeing that for a long time. Unbelievable.
Yes, you are.
I think they
you
call
right
that
there.
Non-sucky financing.
Non-sucky financing.
That's right. That's right. I'll have to put that in my ad.
Joel off the high rope
my
there.
New marketing manager.
Just sitting there like carbon monoxide, silent and deadly over there.
Three sounds like a compliment.
Will Roy miss you?
Roy?
What's that?
Roy who?
I kept saying, I'm like, how's your dad, Roy? He's like, what? Who's Roy? 312-981-7200. You know that Joel will make it. Okay? We talked about this before the show. You know Joel will have reached the pinnacle. He will have planted his flag on the top of Everest in the coldest day, windiest day, snowiest day possible. When you see him next to Lou Manfredini in the front of a Permaseal van in a commercial, that's when you know, boom, it'll be Roy Who. That's when you know you've officially made it. When you sit in the front of a truck and you film a commercial with the legend, Lou Manfredini.
It could be any day now.
Wow. And hey, he'll be Roy from Prague.
I'll be just like, I hope Roy, if he's walking behind you going down the steps, I think twice. Maybe you should rearrange that order. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Are there any other specials going on out there that our listeners should be aware of? I'm seeing that cars, the lots that I pass by are not as bare, but they're not fully loaded, but they're not stripped naked like they had been the past couple of years.
That's true. The new vehicles have been coming along more frequently now. We're probably getting almost double what we were getting a year ago. But the used vehicles have been a problem up until just recently, so we're starting to build up some used vehicles. Because what was happening was the rent-a-car companies, because they couldn't get new vehicles, they were buying up all the late model used vehicles.
Yep.
And that just made the used car market go crazy. I mean, the prices are so inflated right now.
Still. And I'll bet you it's worse that guys like me that came off a lease.
Yes.
Are buying their cars.
Absolutely.
Because their payment go down 50% instead of getting into a new lease at the higher interest rates, and that takes inventory off the used car lots.
Well, and I'll tell you, we follow the lease vehicles very carefully, because typically the lease vehicles are to customers who, just like you, where you've leased your vehicle over and over,
yep,
and you get another vehicle when it's up. They can't wait for that vehicle to come off lease to put it on their lot to sell it, because it's so much easier to sell when you say, look, we leased this to this customer new. He did all his maintenance here.
Yeah.
We know how he treats his vehicles, and that's why we put it on our lot. Well, when you're buying your lease out, now you don't have that anymore. And you're not alone. I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm sure it's a pretty big number of people are buying out their leases.
Joel, I saw something for the first time ever. Been on this planet for 56 years. I saw a piece of skin of his scab fall off of his face during the interview. I mean, literally, I'm like, what just fell off your face?
Beetlejuice.
No, it's fascinating. You're watching your face. It's not really attractive. It wasn't attractive to begin with, but with all of this stuff going on there, but watching pieces of it fall off and regenerate, it's pretty impressive.
So people need to tune in on Facebook Live.
Yes.
Here, and yeah. And you can see what it looks like. You can see what I did. And just so we're clear.
Are those dissolvable stitches, or are they going
to? No, I have to have them removed.
Ooh, that's awesome. Yowza.
Yeah. So I went to the hospital, to the emergency room, and and immediately they took my blood pressure, and then the second thing they did was give me a breathalyzer. Well, I wasn't drinking. I was a zero. And so she said, yeah, you people either, you know, what keeps the emergency room in business is stupidity or alcohol. And I said, well, apparently I fall into the first category.
Check the first box.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong? Okay, sweetheart, you got a 300-yard, we got a 300, our driveway's 300 feet. Instead of sitting next to you in the car that's got a seat and a seatbelt and a door, I'm going to just hop on the front bumper.
Back bumper.
Back bumper. Take me there, right? You didn't realize the pickup from 0 to 60 that car has.
In 300 feet.
In 300 feet.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
It was.
She the signer on your life insurance policy? Is she first in? I'm just saying.
She's probably the beneficiary.
How many daughters do you have?
Two.
Okay, so maybe she's angry. See, Joel, you should contact his daughter to figure out how to knock off the old man. Because she's done almost accomplished the task. I mean, look at his face, for the love of God. That's a mess. All right, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
It's 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.